made me free as a song, singing forever on the Easter day when I was sad and I was lonely.
Karen Carpenter had, without a doubt, one of the most beautiful voices in popular music. And the songs that she and her brother Richard recorded as the Carpenters will live on forever. This recording, however, is not the Carpenters. And the voice you're hearing is a 20-year-old from Minnesota by the name of Tori Holub. And Tori is my guest. Lee Ritchie keeping you company, and I am proud today to be talking to somebody that I kind of discovered by accident, and a lot of the great discoveries are made that way. I believe it was a pop-up that I saw on the internet of, you gotta hear this girl, she sounds just like Karen Carpenter, and me being a longtime Carpenters fan. So I listened to it, and the first thing I thought, Tori, is that you were mouthing to a Carpenters song, and then I watched it, you know, and I realized you weren't. Tori Holub is my guest. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. We've been trying to do this for a while now, and I'm glad things lined up.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
You've gained a lot of attention. Folks might not know you. As far as I know, you're not signed to a record contract or anything at the moment. No. Tell us a little bit about you and how this all led up to this.
Yeah, so everyone was bored in 2020. And so I was with those people and I started making videos on TikTok of just me just singing in my car. And I did a lot of like Carpenters songs and people really started to take a liking to that. And I've always had a passion for singing and knew there was going to be something down the line with that. But I just sort of fell into it. And almost 4 years later, you know, it's gotten to a lot of people. And I'm continuing with the Carpenter stuff and also doing some original music as well.
Well, let's backtrack a bit. When did you first realize that you might have something? Did somebody say, wait a minute, that girl's got talent?
You know, it's kind of funny because I didn't really sing very much until I was probably 16 or 17, you know, publicly. I did like little music class performances and, you know, theater shows, but, you know, never got the big parts or anything like that. So I've always been really shy with singing, but I would say, yeah, it was around the time that I started posting online that I found that people liked my voice and what I was doing. So
you're what I have heard described as an old soul sometimes. And I refer to your taste in music. You seem to love 60s, the Beatles and Olivia Newton-John and of course, the Carpenters. Have you always enjoyed that kind of music?
Oh, yes. I think people have been calling me an old soul, you know, before I even started singing, just because I don't know if it's personality or what it is, but I think I've always taken a liking to older music, antiques from a young age. Like it's always been there, but I was finally able to implement it into my career.
When did you realize how closely you sounded like Karen Carpenter?
I don't know if I fully have yet. I mean, sometimes I hear like a note or something that sounds really similar, but I feel like I'm not necessarily on the, you know, boat that like thinks that I sound like her. I'm kind of in the middle, maybe.
We'll put in some clips and let people kind of decide for themselves.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me.
Obviously,
down.
I can, if I really listen, I can hear a difference. I think your voice actually is a little fuller than Karen's might be, a little more depth to it. But as far as the nuances and you know, the pitch and the notes and everything, I mean, it's dead on. When you started doing these, did you really study or listen to the Carpenters recordings closely?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the tone that I sing with is all mine, and the range, you know, you can't learn that necessarily, but the nuances when I sing the Carpenters songs are definitely taken from the original recordings. It's still my voice, it's just using Karen's inflections.
We're talking to Tori Holub. You gotta check out some of the videos she's got on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok, and one in particular that I want to talk to you about is We've Only Just Begun.
We've only just begun to live. kiss and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
I looked at this video. Who's the gentleman that put this together? Jim?
Yes, James Lockwood.
It's incredible because you've recreated the song pretty much note for note, every instrument done live, and you can see everything happening on the video. Tell us how that came to light and about making that.
James, a couple years ago, had a band come together from online. It used to be this site called Bandhub that I had never heard of before.
Okay, yeah.
But so he had all those musicians come together and he just kind of had it sitting around, you know, the full instrumental, and then saw my videos online and decided to reach out to me. And I know lots of people have been asking for full versions of the Carpenters covers because I only do the short, you know, 60-second clips usually. So I was super honored that he asked me to do it. So we just came together and there it is.
I know there are people out there doing Karen Carpenter, you know, for a living in tribute shows. Have you ever thought of pursuing that, or are you really more interested in your own music and your own persona?
I think for the moment, I'm more interested in pursuing my own path. A lot of, like you said, really, really amazing tribute acts that are already very established.
Sure.
I wouldn't be opposed to doing, you know, a show of my own that maybe incorporates Carpenters or other 60s, 70s bands.
You've put together a lot of these recordings yourself. Are you a student of audio engineering and recording, or is that what you're learning, or is that your passion?
It's definitely my passion, you know, as a kind of fallback to, you know, being the singer.
Yeah.
I did go to a couple like audio engineering classes at a trade school locally, but, you know, I just kind of realized my path didn't involve any schooling, you know, because you can either do it by going to a trade school or just going out and doing it and just having experience.
A lot of hands-on all-night sessions and things like that. That's how you learn it for sure.
Yep.
Have you ever thought about any of the American Idol or The Voice?
I've definitely thought about it. I'm not sure if it's in my path or not, but I kind of never say never. So, you know, if something happened with that, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
What did you think when your video started to really take off and explode?
I was really surprised, especially because, you know, I think that there's this whole 70s, you know, you hear of like Fleetwood Mac or the Beatles, you know, coming back to modern day.
I think Now and Then. You did a great job on that.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked that one.
Oh, I loved it, actually.
Yeah. And I love the Beatles and I love all those bands, but I think like the Carpenters, for example, are really ostracized from that comeback, probably because they were so clean cut, you know, or, you know, that reputation they used to have in the 70s is still kind of lingering on maybe. But to see people, you know, come from all over the world view and like something I've done that has to do with the Carpenters it was really shocking, to say the least.
Well, it's interesting that you said that, because I mean, as popular as they were and are, because everybody still loves their music, but they haven't had a resurgence, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. They really haven't become cool necessarily. There's just kind of a tight-knit community around, you know, the people that have always been fans of them.
Maybe with your help, they're going to become cool with all these videos. You're taking part in something. You're still doing the thing in Downey, right?
Yeah, I'm going to, they have the Carpenters' 55th anniversary for when they were signed to A&M Records. And they're doing a big show at Downey Methodist Church, which is where Karen's funeral was. And I'm only singing a couple songs, but it's kind of my first time coming to the stage to finally perform. And I was honored to, you know, have been asked to participate. So really looking forward to it.
I've got to ask, because the first thing that I thought was, has Richard Carpenter heard you? Do you know if he has?
I don't know if I can say or not. He does know who I am.
Okay, that's cool.
He has heard my voice and enjoyed it. Yeah.
I'm sure you're not the first person that, you know, somebody said, you got to hear this girl. She sounds just like your sister.
I'm sure he's had so many people throughout the years. And I think he's very protective over Karen, which I totally,
of course,
respect.
It's been a pleasure getting to know you. We've got to keep an eye on you because I expect big things. What is your goal? Do you have a plan in motion here?
I would say my goal, you know, like any artist, is, you know, to get a record deal and, mm-hmm. and do my way with original music. But kind of, it's so open-ended with, you know, opportunities. And so I'm just so happy to live in the here and now and do what I'm doing, and hopefully can, you know, make this my full-time job.
Yeah. Are your folks supportive of what you're doing?
Oh yes. Very supportive. They've always been supportive of my sister and I doing anything we put our minds to, and we're both very involved with music. So yeah.
I know you've got a song out called Something to Believe. Tell us about that. Is that something folks can get a copy of?
It's only available right now online.
Okay.
But that was brought to me by Richard Kraft and Jimena Caballero. Mm-hmm. Both very talented writers in LA, and they just had this song going, and they kind of designed it to be very Carpenters, Bacharach-esque.
I couldn't remember the Carpenters ever doing it, but yet, boy, does it have that feel.
My whole life's been a story of fighting hard without the glory, through stolen dreams and broken heart. I've held on to my brightest part.
Yeah, they did a beautiful job, and I was really honored that they had asked me to do it. And so now it's out on just streaming platforms.
Okay, so folks can look for that. Keep in touch. And when you can, you know, talk more and you've got some more concrete things coming up, we'd love to share that with people. And if you ever get out to New York, the door is always open here. We'd love to see you.
So. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Tori Holub is our guest, and you can check her out online. Check out the videos of the Carpenters, songs that she does and her own songs and some other great covers. It has been a pleasure. More music on the way. Thanks for tuning in.